Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue in our series on the most important things we need to know about our Catholic faith. And today, the Holy Spirit. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. We meet God the Father in the parable of the prodigal son. And we know the son because he became man in Jesus, and the four gospels paint his portrait. Yet scripture usually speaks of the spirit in symbols: wind, fire, water, a dove. Symbols inspire, but they do not invite the same personal familiarity or relationship. How then can we move from impersonal images to a living relationship with the Holy Spirit? Pope St. John Paul II answers the problem. He says, from the cross, the Savior wished to pour out upon humanity rivers of living water, that is, the abundance of the Holy Spirit. But he wanted this outpouring of grace to be linked to a mother's face, his mother's. And then a little later on, he drew the practical conclusion. Calvary reveals the close and enduring link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of Mary as mother. The link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the motherhood of Mary emerges again at Pentecost, when she awaited with the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the bond with Mary grows deeper, so the action of the Spirit in the life of the Christian grows more fruitful. Mary is not the Holy Spirit, but she is the Spirit's perfect human expression. By looking at Mary, we glimpse the Spirit's maternal presence and learn how to relate to the Spirit as a mother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. If we want to understand the Holy Spirit, we need to begin with the Holy Trinity. God the Father is the eternal giver who begets the Son by giving his own divine life. The Son is both a receiver and a giver. Both the Father and the Son together give the gift of divinity to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, receiving divinity from both. So the Holy Spirit's identity consists in the pure capacity to receive divine being. Both ancient and modern thinkers associate masculinity with giving and femininity with receiving. One way to understand receptivity is the capacity to hold or contain things, like a warehouse or a library or a computer. But a higher or greater perfection of receptivity would be the capacity to receive and hold biological life. In this sense, a human mother would exhibit the greatest perfection of physical receptivity, the capacity to receive and hold human life. And moving up the scale of being from the created to the divine, we would then be justified in saying that the Holy Spirit is the greatest expression of the feminine perfection of receptivity, since the Holy Spirit receives and contains divine life from the Father and the Son. Picture a mother's womb. It welcomes, shelters, nurtures new life. That's what the Spirit does, receiving, containing, and communicating the very life of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The Holy Spirit acts as a mother in three key events: creation, the incarnation, and Pentecost. In Genesis, the Spirit, which is Ruah, a feminine Hebrew noun, hovers over the waters like a mother bird, bringing forth life. At the Annunciation, the Spirit overshadows Mary, conceiving Jesus in her womb, again generating and nurturing life. At Pentecost, the Spirit descends upon the apostles, giving birth to the church. In each moment, the Spirit conceives and brings forth life, fulfilling a distinctly maternal mission within God's plan of creation, redemption, and sanctification. And Jesus makes the link between the Holy Spirit and motherhood explicit. Jesus told Nicodemus he must be born again, and this would be a birth from above by water, in other words, baptism and the Holy Spirit. Now, obviously, the person you are born of is your parent, and Jesus says Christians are born of the Holy Spirit. So which parent does the Holy Spirit become through baptism? The Spirit can't be our father, so the Spirit must take the role of the feminine parent, the role of our mother. In fact, the mission of the Holy Spirit is to relate to us, and us to the Spirit, as our divine mother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Over the last 100 years or so, the Church has taught that the Annunciation and Pentecost show us the Holy Spirit acts as a mother through Mary to conceive and form Jesus in her womb and in our soul. At the Annunciation, the Spirit overshadowed Mary, and through her faith and obedience, conceived Christ in her womb. Then Mary gave birth to Jesus in Bethlehem. At Calvary, Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit upon Mary, enabling her to spiritually conceive the Church, the body of Christ. Again, Mary cooperated by her faith and obedience with the Spirit for the conception of the Church, where at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit and Mary gave birth to the Church. So we have two mothers, the Holy Spirit and Mary, one divine and one human, working together to conceive and give birth to Christ and Christians. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. In his letter on Mary, called Redemptoris Mater, Pope St. John Paul II writes, there is a unique correspondence between the moment of the incarnation of the Word and the moment of the birth of the Church. The person who links these two moments is Mary. Mary at Nazareth and Mary in the upper room at Jerusalem. In both cases, Mary's discreet yet essential presence indicates the path of birth from the Holy Spirit. Who gives birth to Christians? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit acts as a mother. Through whom? Through Mary. The Annunciation and Pentecost reveal that the Holy Spirit carries out a maternal mission through Mary, forming Christ first in her womb and then in our souls. In both events, we see the Spirit acting as a mother through Mary's cooperation. The Holy Spirit is the divine feminine principle in the Trinity, and Mary makes the Holy Spirit visible. Through Mary, we come to know the person of the Spirit and the mission of the Spirit. This is why St. John Paul II said, Jesus wanted the Spirit to be linked to a mother's face, his mother's. Mary shows us who the Holy Spirit is, our Divine Mother. And just as the Son's mission is manifest in Jesus, the Spirit's mission is manifest in Mary. If we want to know the Spirit, look to Mary. If we want to have a relationship with the Spirit, develop a relationship with Mary. As John Paul said, as the bond with Mary grows deeper, so the action of the Spirit in the life of the Christian becomes more fruitful. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, if you would like to dig in and understand what I just presented in this meditation with much more detail, with much more citation from Scripture and from the official teaching of the Church, I have a little book. It's called Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church, that you can find on Amazon, both Kindle and paperback. So Teresa, what were your thoughts on, you know, I say Teresa. I was trying to teach your nephew.
Not my littlest nephew, but my...
Yeah, your little...
There's one more after that, but...
Murray.
I thought it was funny because you were trying to teach him how to say it and you were also saying it wrong.
I was saying it the way I like to say it.
Teresa. Yeah. It's funny because there are kind of three levels of people saying my name. I say my name Teresa with three syllables. And then you say Teresa with two syllables. And then somehow Xavier says it with a C-H, like Teresa. Like how the British say like Tuesday.
Yeah, I was trying to teach.
I don't know where that came from.
I was trying to teach your... year and a half year old nephew Murray to say Tisa. It's easier for a little kid to say.
We'll get there. And one day you'll get all three syllables.
One day. What are your thoughts? What were you? I don't want necessarily your thoughts on the content. Hmm. I want to know what you were meditating on.
Thinking about.
And then you can ask me.
Well, then you sound like you already have something.
Well, I mean, I was meditating on something.
Oh, good. I was thinking about, you know, I think saints and Mary are an element of our Protestant brother and sister's faith that they don't necessarily have the same place for or any place for at all. But I think I was reflecting on the difference there and the importance to us as Catholics, because we don't worship them.
No.
But there's an important place in relationship that they stand, because like you said in this meditation, we, in order to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit, there has to be an understandable person that we can know, that we can understand. But without the example of the saints, without Mary, there's something vague about that identity that it's kind of dangerous, because when you're vague with the identity with whom you're in relation, it doesn't ask as much of you.
Yeah, I mean, how can you really have a relationship with a person you vaguely know?
Mm-hmm. Someone who's more of the idea of a person, which is, I mean, we do that all the time with actual people, where we don't really love the person in front of us. We love the idea of that person. And that's creating a barrier between us and them. It's creating a distance between us and them that's unnecessary and really destructive to our love and our relationship.
So the better we know someone, the better we can love them.
Yeah.
Better we can have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So I was appreciating that. I think we take that for granted. But what was on your mind? Clearly there's something brewing there.
I have a beautiful, large image of Our Lady of Vladimir.
Oh.
In my private chapel. Mm-hmm. And I sit before it each day. I really encourage everyone praying with us. Look at an image of Our Lady of Vladimir. It's a special type of icon. Icons have rules.
Hmm.
And this is a special type of icon called Our Lady of Tenderness. Because she's holding Jesus and they're cheek to cheek. And it's almost as if she's whispering in his ear and he's listening very closely. And if Mary is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and if we want to be led by the Spirit at every moment, then what I want to do is live out the picture of that icon. I want to be carried by Mary, carried by the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit and Mary to whisper in my ear at every moment of what I should do. And stick that close to them.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and that image says it all.
Mm.
I just want to live that. Which is far different from trying to have a relationship with fire or wind or water.
I have a fantastic relationship with fire. I don't know what you're talking about, but
get an image of Our Lady of Vladimir and really look at it, and then realize, as John Paul said, Jesus wanted to give the Holy Spirit a mother's face, his mother's. Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.